The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'They shall all be taught by God.' Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone. The bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. These words of our Lord are unmistakable. The bread and the wine that we bring forth at every Mass truly becomes the flesh, the body and blood of Christ. When the priest raises the bread and says the words of consecration, "This is my body," and likewise the chalice, "This is my blood," these things that look and taste like bread and wine are no longer mere natural things, but have truly become supernatural. They're not symbolic. They are not allegoric. They are really, truly, substantially the body and blood, soul and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other way to look at it. This is not some random doctrine that was made up by the church over the last 2,000 years. These are the words of Christ. God himself has taught this to us, and so we take him at his word. But I imagine if you're here at Mass in the middle of the week, you already kind of believe this to be true. Why else would we all show up early in the morning if not to visit our Lord in the flesh, to commune with him, to be with him, to be near him? This is a good thing and holy thing to do, and it really makes all the difference in the world. I can't remember where I heard it, but there's a saying that it just has rung true throughout my life. It goes, "We do more good by attending one holy Mass than all the world's governments do combined in their entire existence." The value of one Mass is infinite because it is the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And so thanks be to God that each of you have come here today to visit with and receive our Lord. Thanks be to God for the good work that he is doing through each of you right now.